Hey, Fit Fam, it is Coach Rye from Functional Flex Team FFLEX. This is my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, I appreciate you listening now. This is the podcast I do to basically tell you the real deal shit that you need to know to get your goals solved, all right? There's a lot of bullshit, there's a lot of riffraff, and there's a lot of other garbage out there in the world and people telling you shit that just won't damn serve you. So I do this podcast so that I can help serve you and help you get wherever you're trying to go. I ask you one favor, ladies and gents, you get anything out of it, you like it, you hear some shit that makes you giggle, please share my podcast. This is Coach Rye. It is Rye Rant Radio. What's up, fam? Welcome back. Rye Rant Radio. Okay. So what I want to talk about today, get right to the point as I always do on this shit, you know? The goal is to make this as quick, as easy, as simple as I can so you can take what I'm talking about and apply this shit to your life. Get some damn results, fam. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. It's like December what right now? 4th, 5th? I don't know. December something. And that means, guess what's coming? January 1st, ladies and gentlemen. The new year. The time where all of you that have been waiting to live your damn life are going to try to live that shit. You're going to try to squash some goals, maybe lose some weight, you know, set your resolutions. Your new year's resolutions. And with that comes the fact that 95 fucking percent of you are going to fail in the first month. Legit. 95% of people that set a resolution fail in that first month. And then the rest usually fail, you know, like up to probably like 1% that actually do their stuff within the next three. And so why does that happen? Why does that shit happen, right? Well, because I'll tell you straight up, fam, I'm going to be a fucking dick right now. If you fail, it's because you didn't really want the shit. You didn't fucking want it. You know how I know you don't want it? You're waiting for January fucking 1 to try and get it. Because in reality, whatever day it is right now, I'm going to figure it out. In fact, I'm going to pull my damn phone up. December 4th ain't no fucking different than January 1. December 4th is probably a better fucking day to chase your shit. To get your shit right. To quit eating like a fucking dick. To start going to the gym. To set these resolutions to do whatever you're trying to do. Shit, start today, fam. Right? Like, why the hell are you waiting till January 1? It's because you don't really want the shit. It's because you're actually a little bitch about it and you're just making shit up, saying things that sound good, so that you can procrastinate in your current moment while you still hold yourself back from living your fucking lives. And, you know, I might come across a little bit hardcore about it. I probably sound like a dick about it. But in reality, it just fucking kills me to be in the spot that I'm in as a coach, to have done this for as long as I've done this, to have always tried to help people get to that next level, to see all of you slacking, all of you missing the opportunity, all of you saying, you know what, now's not the time, fucking wait till January 1, I'm too busy, it's the holidays, I want to drink, I want to eat, I don't have the money, I can't do this, and you just don't fucking want the shit. If you say that shit, you don't want it. Because I'll tell you what, no matter where the fuck you are, or who you are, how busy you are, how much money you do or don't have, any of the shit that you want to fucking procrastinate and make an excuse about, you could still do something today on December motherfucking 4th that's going to get you closer to where you want to be. Waiting for January 1 is bullshit. Waiting for January 1 guarantees you will fucking fail. Waiting for anything in life, no matter what damn date it is, guarantees you're gonna fucking fail. You can always say you're going to do it when it will be easier. You can always say you're going to do it when it's going to get better. You can always fucking push it back, push it forward, do whatever the fuck you want with it, and you're still never going to get it. And you're going to be that person that goes the next 10, the next 20, the next 30 fucking years still not getting it. And eventually, you're going to be sitting in your fucking rocking chair, rocking back and forth, saying, what the fuck if? Saying, why the fuck were you such a little bitch? Why didn't you just do it? Why didn't you just attack it? Why are we here now at the end of the fucking line? And we got nothing to show for it. Why do I have goals that I didn't achieve? Because you didn't fucking do the shit, fam. And this is the number one thing that people always fuck up. People always look for the next deadline, the time it's going to be easier, the time it'll be better, the time they have more money, when things are not as busy. Well, fuck, let me tell you a little bit of shit about life. Okay, I might not be fucking old as shit. I might not have a ton of life experience yet. I might not have lived my whole fucking life. But I'll tell you one damn thing I've learned from coaching thousands and thousands of people in all different age brackets, with all different goals, with all sorts of shit. The guys that I coached that were in their fucking 80s and the people that I coached that were 18 years old, it didn't matter. This is the one damn truth. You can always find a reason not to do something. But on the turn of that coin, in reality, that reason never really fucking existed. It just takes people a very long time to actually get serious. They almost have to feel enough pain before they will change whatever the fuck they're doing. Like, in reality, people will walk around with a fucking thorn in their foot until it digs deep enough. It makes them bleed. And that's what all you do. You sit in a spot where you're not happy with where you're at, where you don't feel confident with where you're at, where whatever's holding you back physically, mentally, financially, career-wise, whatever it is you're trying to do, and you find a reason to continue to do what you're doing. You find a reason to be complacent. You find a reason to not challenge yourself, and you decide to walk with the motherfucking thorn in your foot until it makes you bleed. And eventually, somewhere down the line, right? Eventually, something will happen that will shift your fucking mindset. Something will come up that will make you finally take action. And most of the time, it's shit that you have to do. It's amazing how many people can't lose weight, right? They tried every diet in the world. They did all this shit and that. And they're obese and, you know, they're going to get sick, whatever. But they're not sick yet. So they'll continue the pattern. They'll try every diet there is. They'll try every fad diet. They'll try every approach, whatever. And then they go to the doctor and they get, hey, you know what? You're going to fucking die if you keep this shit up. You got like 6-8 months left. And then they drop 100 fucking pounds in 3 months. So no diet ever worked. Nothing ever worked. Because they didn't fucking ever do the damn work, fam. This is the same with all you, right? You can't fucking get a, you know, you can't figure out how to get a raise at work or entrepreneur your own business or do all this and that until you lose the fucking job. Then now you got to. Now you got to fire. Now you got to put the fucking fire out. And you finally can do the shit that you were meant to do. And this is everybody with your New Year's resolutions. You need to light the fucking fire yourself. You can either light it yourself and burn shit around you, or you can wait for someone else to do it. You can wait for some other circumstance to do it. And I'll tell you straight up, it fucking sucks when the world decides to burn your shit down around you. You might as well be the one to do it first. Because if you do it first, at least you can start the rebuild. At least you can start the rebuild on top of the game instead of fucking lying in the rubble trying to figure that shit out. Be the one to light the fire under your own fucking ass. And don't look for a day. Don't look for a deadline. Don't look for a specific time. Don't look for when it's easier. Don't look for when it's going to be better. Don't look for any of that shit. Take fucking action. Literally now, as you listen to my podcast, if you got a goal that you've already thought about that you're going to take in January 1, you fucking do something today, right fucking now about it, and don't tell me you don't have time, don't tell me you're too busy. Stay the fuck up an extra half hour and get some shit fucking done. Because at the end of the day, fam, that's all you got. Shit, January 1 isn't even fucking guaranteed. There ain't no guarantee you even make that shit. So what the fuck are you doing with the time you got to get better? Don't let any day pass where you got shit that you need to do that you're not getting done. Take action every single fucking day, and no matter what, you will win, you will achieve it. And guess what? You don't need to wait for January fucking 1 to do a motherfucking thing.